Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to be with you again and many others who are taking time with us here. Now, I don't mean that you need to fill the room now or pull out more chairs. but there's an awareness I have in conversation with friends the last week that a lot of us sit together or walk together or wander somewhere together listening to these and other podcasts that help us come to a depth sense of a center, of an openness within us. This opening is just a rich and treasured place. The image often that comes for me with being centered is a sense of light, a light here, in us, among us, between us. And that light for me, and richly so, I believe, from our Christian tradition, is Christ. You and I are not the center. We don't have to be. In fact, that's the beauty of taking time like this. It creeps up on us because of responsibilities and old habits that we all of a sudden become the center of things. And at times we have to take things on as if we were. And a certain loneliness can grow with that at times, or other feelings of sense of anger or lostness. But you and I aren't the center. But we are at the center. Or another way of saying it is, the center abides within us. This centering, this dynamic of the cosmic Christ is arising right now, and it always is rising. The Christ who died is risen forever, and this is a wonderful ongoing aliveness that you and I are brought into, just waking up, just coming into the moment, just finding light again in our lives. Waking this morning and being struck by how dark it was wonderful, and I love waking in these dark mornings and wondering what the day was going to be like, wondering if light would appear or how it might. A feeling, a call to be centered and opening to that as well. Letting all of this take its own course with me and with us is part of the journey that we've been talking about. It's part of our meditation, our contemplation, our Lectio Divina. Again, Lectio, this divine practice, this practice of holy reading of scriptures, texts, those things woven for us, held and passed on, are even our own writings. Or now, as I am looking out over the valley again, which is now brighter than it was, excuse me, an hour ago, certainly brighter now, has a light within it that is infused and gifted and giving. You might think of it that way as a parallel to prayer. Infused, gifted, and giving. You see, prayer is a time when we visit the felt sense that life is infused, even though we're hungry and are missing it. We're not centered, and maybe life has become dark for us. And then there's this deep sense of light present in some glimmer of a way. And we rest with that. It may have been as I am now looking out over a valley, or as I was earlier reading the Psalms. Psalm 34 stirred me to want to share this podcast with you. It just opened my heart again to the beautiful truth. I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall always be in my mouth. My soul will glory in the Lord. Let the poor hear and be glad. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together.
I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall be always on my lips. My soul shall glory in the Lord. The humble will hear and be glad.
Let the poor hear and be glad. To let that dark place within us be infused, filled, open to light now, to be put off center a little bit from our game, our need to be the game, our inclination to be the center, and just laugh it a little bit and let it happen. Because it's not of our work, and that's part of the work of, to use that word in two different ways, it could be contradictory here, of contemplation of Lectio Divina as we move into having read and meditated possibly this contemplative time. We open to the text, we open to the quiet. And that quiet is woven and weaves with the light now of Christ, a meaning, a sense of being here, an awareness. It's different than ideas and words, but it will arise sometimes in words or ideas, and we let them be and let them go. But within that, not a thought, but a deeper sense of presence. Just our ability to let go of things and let ourselves be here. So much asks so much of us, and others do too, because they need us. The poor who are not glad now need help to be. Let the poor hear and be glad. And as you and I let this hearing happen to us, if we listen deeply as we are right now, the beautiful thing that springs forward eventually is a sense of gratitude. Doxology may be your prayer, the Lord's Prayer, or a body gesture, a bowing, a quiet further recognition before we arise and go about our day, head into some other activity. So this Lectio Divina is a movement. It's a arising, and it happened before you and I were here, and it's going to go on beyond our time of prayer. It's another felt sense of continuity with not only the church, but women and men of all traditions, and indeed the earth itself. Waking to meaning, meaning that's more than words and ideas, coming to a thankfulness for that, and then going about our day, celebrating with others so that the poor truly might hear and truly might be glad. It's a wonderful journey that you and I have, and just saying a bit more about it, I don't know about you, but I used to love getting into little sailboats, and they barely looked like they would carry anyone. I've always been a fairly big person. A couple times I've invited people on board, and it was the one we had in our family was just a little styrofoam boat, and there are many stories about it, but the one here is that so much can be carried in one thing. And mantras are like that. So in the midst of this quiet, and with the scripture we've read, possibly a word from that passage or a phrase rises up and rests in our heart and moves like a small boat, like a raft, like an island. And as a boat, it makes its way, and it's gently riding on waves, and you and I don't have to direct it for this time. We can sit back and look up and know the sail is filled with air, and it's a pleasant time in this word. It could be Christ. It could be Christ, the Son of the Living God. It could be Christ, Son of the Living God. Have mercy on me, a sinner. There are many mantras, and there really is only one, and it would be life itself, light, truth, presence. And rather than grasping it, it holds it like a boat would, gently, on a lake or a sea that might change as we go, but nonetheless, secure in this, we are held. And being held, we trust more deeply. And in the depth of that trusting, we hear the needs of the poor, our family, our own in a different way, not self-centered now, but aware that there are things I need to do, things about me I'd like to change, habits that needn't remain habits. It's work, yes, and it turns, it rises up in times like this, but in a nonlinear way, we let it be and return to the richness of a God who's present to us to guide and protect us in all of this. The one who rides the boat with us always, the one who is our center board, the one who is the light of this day, the one who cast out the darkness I arose in this morning, the one that is you with you and me right now. The textile, the weaving of our moment and our day. My friend, it's wonderful to be with you again and just share a little time and welcome us to hold the world. Risk believing that we're woven well enough that we can bear the world in our hearts right now in prayer. And in possibly a word within that prayer. Possibly your word might be Christ, living God, one, presence. Here we are in prayer. Be still and know. Blessings to you today from Greg and myself and all the others as we lean in, listen, and long to live the word of life.
Even if the world is godless and chaotic, show me the anchor, teach me the name. If the sun and moon fail and darkness fills the earth, lead me to the light, burn me in the flame. Hidden in my silence are a thousand orphan longings. Words of darkened lamps on a stranger's silent grave. I will keep the silence. There ain't no way to speak of all the things I've come to understand. Secrets that I've said. If there is hunger, if there is famine, show me the harvest, show me the yield. If life grows bitter, full of snakes and poisons, lead me to the meadow, lead me to the field.